All right, welcome back for another deep dive. We've got some really interesting stuff to unpack today. AI is moving so fast now, it's even hard for us to keep up with all the new developments.
I know, right?
So if you're fascinated by what's happening at the cutting edge of AI, you are definitely in the right place. Let's just jump right in.
Sounds good.
Okay, so first up, OpenAI. They just dropped this bombshell new AI model they're calling O3.
And they skipped right over O2.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot to mention that. I guess O2 had some copyright issues or something like that.
Right. They ran into some legal trouble, apparently.
Yeah, who knew copyright law would be such a big deal for AI development? But anyway, O3. This thing is truly next level. We're talking performance stats that are like, well, they're kind of freaking people out, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd say freaking people out is a pretty accurate description.
Okay, so let me just throw some numbers at you. The ARC AGI test.
Yeah.
You know, the one that measures like advanced reasoning and problem solving skills.
Right. For a long time, 85% was considered like the human threshold on that test, like the best humans could do.
Exactly. And O3 just scored 87.5%.
Yeah, it's officially better than us at complex problem solving, at least according to that test.
Okay, but wait, there's more. O3 also took on those Epoch AI frontier math problems. Those are insanely difficult.
Oh, yeah. Those are like the Mount Everest of math challenges. Most AI models can barely even get started on those.
And O3 aced them.
Well, not aced, but it got a 25.2% success rate, which, to put it in perspective, most other models are down around like 2%.
Wow. So not just better at reasoning and problem solving, but math too. Is there anything this thing can't do?
Well, it's not sentient or anything.
Right, right. Not yet, at least. But still. It even went up against OpenAI's chief scientist in a coding competition.
And won.
And won.
Wah.
Beat him, flat out.
I mean, that's kind of the point, right? We're building these AIs to be better than us, but seeing it actually happen is still pretty wild.
No kidding. I gotta admit, it's a little intimidating. Like, where does this leave us humans if AI can outperform us in all these areas?
Right. I think it's natural to have those thoughts. It's like, whoa, what's our role in the world if AI can do everything better than we can?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, should we be excited about this or scared or both?
I think a healthy dose of both is probably appropriate. We're talking about a fundamental shift in, well, everything, really. OpenAI seems to be taking it seriously, at least.
What do you mean?
Well, they're being super cautious about releasing O3. Right now, they're only giving access to researchers who are focused on AI safety and security. You know, making sure this thing doesn't go all Skynet on us.
Makes sense. I mean, with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Exactly. And speaking of great power, it turns out that running O3 is insanely expensive. Like over $3,000 to run it for a single problem on an ARC AGI test. They spent over $1 million just to benchmark the thing.
Whoa. So not only is this AI super smart, it's also super expensive. Yeah. That kind of raises some interesting questions, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, who's going to have access to this kind of technology? If it costs $1 million just to run some tests, what does that mean for the future of AI development?
Yeah, I mean, is AI going to become this exclusive club that only the ultra-rich can be a part of?
It's definitely something to think about. The article we read had this one crazy fact that just kind of sums it all up. Ready for this?
Hit me.
They estimate that O3 is as skilled as the 175th best human competitive coder on the planet.
You're kidding me.
Nope. So basically, this AI is already better than 99.99% of human coders. And it's just getting started. Think about that for a second.
That's definitely something to think about. Okay, let's shift gears for a minute and talk about something a little different. Meta, you know, Facebook.
Yeah, I know who Meta is.
Right, of course. Well, they just released this new tool called Video Seal. And it's causing quite a stir, especially among content creators.
Video Seal. Oh, yeah, I read about that. It's all about watermarking, right?
Right. It adds this invisible watermark to videos that's supposed to be, like, super hard to remove, even if you edit the video or try to manipulate it.
The idea is to help people verify if a video is authentic or not, which is getting more and more important these days.
Exactly. I mean, with deepfakes and all that, it's getting tougher and tougher to tell what's real and what's not.
So Video Seal is like a digital signature for videos, a way to prove that what you're seeing is the real deal.
Exactly. And here's the really interesting part. Meta is making Video Seal open source.
Wait, really? Open source?
Yep. They're releasing the model, the code, everything. Anyone can use it.
Wow, that's actually huge. It's like they're saying, hey, we made this awesome tool to fight misinformation, and we want everyone to have access to it.
Totally. And it makes sense, right? I mean,
Yeah.
the more people who are using this tool, the harder it's going to be for fake videos to spread.
It's almost like they're trying to fight fire with fire, using AI to combat the problems that AI itself can create.
Right. That's actually a really good point. And speaking of using AI to empower people, let's talk about NVIDIA for a second. You know, the company that makes those super powerful GPUs.
Yeah, they're kind of the backbone of a lot of AI development, right? What have they been up to?
Well, they just released this new product that's getting everyone super excited. It's called the Jetson Orin Nano Super Developer Kit. And it's basically a mini supercomputer designed specifically for AI.
A supercomputer. That sounds pretty intense.
It is, but here's the best part. It's only $249.
Wait, what? $249 for a supercomputer? That's crazy.
I know, right? It's being compared to a Raspberry Pi on steroids, which I don't even know what that means, but it sounds awesome.
It means that anyone who's even remotely interested in AI can now get their hands on some seriously powerful hardware. This could be a game changer.
I was just thinking that. It's like NVIDIA saying, hey, everyone, come play with AI, see what you can create. The tools are right here.
Exactly. And it wasn't that long ago that this kind of technology was only accessible to like massive tech companies and research labs.
It feels like we're entering a whole new era of AI, where anyone can be an innovator.
It really does feel like that. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see what people come up with. Because when you give people powerful tools and the freedom to experiment,
Who knows is possible?
exactly, the possibilities are pretty much endless. I mean, think about it. We could have people building like smart drones that can navigate all sorts of crazy environments by themselves, or even personalized health monitors that use AI to detect early signs of illness.
Okay, now you're just getting me excited. All that with a $250 kit. That's wild.
I know, right? It's kind of like, remember the early days of personal computing when everyone suddenly had a computer in their home?
Yeah, and that led to like a whole explosion of creativity,
Yeah.
right? New software, new companies, the whole world changed.
Exactly. And I think we could be on the verge of something similar with AI now. This NVIDIA kit could be the thing that kicks it all off.
It's like the floodgates are about to open. And a wave of AI innovation is about to come crashing down on us.
I like the way you think. A wave of AI innovation. I might have to steal that line.
Feel free. Okay, we've covered some pretty amazing stuff today.
Okay.
I mean, it's clear that the world of AI is changing faster than ever before. One of the articles we read even said 2025 is going to be epic with 3 exclamation points. And you know what? I'm starting to believe it.
I don't blame you. It's hard not to get swept up in all the excitement. I mean, things that seemed like science fiction just a few years ago are becoming a reality.
Totally. And it's not just about the technology itself, it's about how all of this is going to change our lives. So that kind of leads me to a question for you. What aspects of our lives do you think will be most impacted by AI in the near future?
Ooh, that's a big one. I think the answer is probably going to be a little bit different for everyone, but if I had to pick a few areas to watch, healthcare would definitely be at the top of the list.
Healthcare, yeah, I can see that. I mean, we're already seeing AI being used to help doctors with things like diagnosis and treatment planning,
Yeah.
right?
Right. And that's just the beginning. Imagine a world where AI can help doctors make more accurate diagnoses and personalized treatments based on your specific genes and lifestyle.
Okay, now you're making it sound like Star Trek. AI doctors in every hospital.
Hey, it could happen. But seriously, AI has the potential to revolutionize healthcare in ways we can barely even imagine right now.
I'm with you on that one. Okay, so healthcare is a big one. What else? What about education? Could AI transform the way we learn?
Absolutely. AI could help create personalized learning experiences for every student, tailored to their individual needs and learning styles.
So, like, instead of a one-size-fits-all approach to education, everyone gets a custom-made learning plan.
Exactly. Imagine every student having access to a virtual tutor that can adapt to their strengths and weaknesses, providing customized lessons and feedback. It could be a game changer for students who struggle in traditional classrooms.
Yeah, it would be like having a private tutor for every subject. That's pretty amazing. And what about the teachers? Could AI help them too?
Oh, for sure. AI could automate a lot of the tedious tasks that teachers have to deal with, like grading papers and planning lessons, which would free up more time for them to focus on actually teaching and interacting with their students.
That sounds like a win-win for everyone. Okay, so AI could be huge for healthcare and education. But what about the workplace? A lot of people are worried about AI taking their jobs.
Yeah, that's a valid concern. And it's true that some jobs will inevitably be automated as AI gets more sophisticated. But I think it's important to remember that AI will also create new jobs and opportunities.
So it's not just about robots replacing humans, it's more about AI changing the nature of work itself.
Exactly. The key is going to be adaptability. People will need to be willing to learn new skills and embrace new ways of working. Lifelong learning is going to be more important than ever before.
So does this mean we should all learn to code? Become data scientists?
Not necessarily. It's not just about technical skills. Things like creativity, critical thinking, and the ability to collaborate with others are going to be crucial in the age of AI.
Because those are things that AI can't do.
Well, not yet anyway. But more importantly, those are the skills that make us uniquely human. And those skills will be in high demand as AI takes over more of the routine tasks.
So it's almost like AI is pushing us to be more human, in a way, to focus on the things that make us different from machines.
Yeah, I think there's definitely something to that. It's like we're standing at this crossroads and we have a choice to make. Do we let AI define our future? Or do we use AI as a tool to create a better future for ourselves and for humanity?
That's a pretty deep question, and I don't think there's an easy answer.
I agree, but I do think it's a question we all need to be asking ourselves because the choices we make today will have a huge impact on the world of tomorrow.
Well, that's definitely something to think about.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we need to wrap things up here, but we've covered a lot of ground today, from mind-blowing new AI models to open source tools and even a supercomputer for the masses. It feels like we're just scratching the surface here, you know? AI is such a vast and complex field, and it's changing so fast.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot to wrap your head around.
But that's why we do these deep dives, to help everyone stay informed and engaged, and maybe even a little bit skeptical.
Skepticism is good. It's important to think critically about all of this, you know, not just blindly accept everything we hear.
Totally. Okay, so big picture, what are your main takeaways from all this? What really stood out to you?
I think for me, it's the fact that all these advancements are happening at the same time. It's like everything is converging, and it's creating this perfect storm for a massive shift in, well, pretty much everything.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It feels like we're at a tipping point. Like the next few years are going to be absolutely crucial.
And it's not just about watching this happen from the sidelines. It's about understanding how these changes are going to affect our own lives and making conscious choices about how we want to interact with this technology.
So it's not just about AI changing the world, it's about AI changing us.
Exactly. It's a two-way street, and I think that's what makes it so fascinating and a little bit scary, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely a bit of both. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you would want our listeners to walk away with?
I'd say the most important thing is to stay curious. Keep learning about AI. Read articles, watch videos, talk to people who are working in the field.
And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Exactly. The more we understand about AI, the better equipped we'll be to navigate the future.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, folks, that's our deep dive for today. We hope you found it informative, thought-provoking, and maybe even a little bit mind-blowing.
If you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts on the future of AI, head over to our website or find us on social media. We love hearing from you.
And until next time, stay curious.